Good morning, friends, and welcome to Inside Agriculture. Friday morning, you made it. Let's get into farm news this morning. Agricultural economists are predicting that the slide in the U.S. farm economy will stop this year. However, an AgWeb report said that that doesn't mean the ag economy will be whole again. The December Ag Economists Monthly Monitor showed monthly sentiment is getting stronger, but there are challenges remaining, especially in the row crop sector. But most economists don't believe that 2026 will usher in a strong rebound without relief from the high costs of inputs or stronger commodity demand in other markets. 54% of the economists surveyed said the economy is better than a month ago. Compared to last year, 42% say conditions are worse. 33% said things are better. 15% expect economic conditions to get worse. But the ethanol blend rate tops 11% in October, 11.06 in the nation's gasoline supply in October 2025. This marks the first time in history the monthly blend rate has topped 11%. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. A coalition of more than 70 biofuel and ag organizations sent a letter to congressional leadership calling for immediate passage of legislation to allow the year-round nationwide sales of American-made E15 fuel. The letter says, quote, USDA projects a record 16.8 billion bushel corn harvest, up roughly 13% from 2024, which intensifies pressure on corn prices and farm incomes. Expanding E15 access is one of the most immediate and practical ways to address this imbalance. The letter, led by Growth Energy, American Farm Bureau, National Corn Growers Association, and the Renewable Fuels Association. USDA still accepting applications for its agribusiness trade mission to Manila in the Philippines, taking place April 13th through the 16th. U.S. exporters that are interested in exploring trade opportunities in the Philippines' thriving market and rapidly growing economy must apply. Today is the deadline. Here's USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, Luke Lindberg.
We see really good market opportunity in beef, pork, and poultry. We're seeing increased opportunity for dairy there too. But some of our horticulture products, fruits and vegetables, and some snack foods are also targeted for this mission, and things that can be direct to consumer. So distilled spirits, wines, beers, pet foods, seafood, all on the list for this particular mission.
Again, the deadline to apply? Today at USDA.gov. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.